Expand the pond. An additional example of applying box B, existing customers with new needs, is expanding the pond. Visualizing a larger definition of customer need, of which you currently supply only a portion. This is especially appropriate when you have a dominant share of a narrowly defined market. You look to expand what you offer your customer base by expanding into related market segments. That literally means expanding the pond in which you fish for business by redefining what you do for a living to be more inclusive while still remaining true to your core business. It is an additional source of creative ideas because it explores the customer's need in a larger scope. For example, the continuing battle between Coke and Pepsi involves not just carbonated beverages, which constitute only 3% of the total fluids consumed per day. The battlefield now focuses on the other 97%, non-alcoholic beverages such as bottled water, juice, and athletic drinks. One question that could spur your thinking is, how can you redefine the scope of your market such that your 90% share in the old definition becomes 10% in the new definition? Singles and doubles enable you to reorient the thinking of everyone in the business to achieve revenue growth day in and day out. Johnson Controls, as we are about to see, did just that. How Johnson Controls upgraded and refocused its sales force for revenue growth. Through upgrading its sales force and clearly segmenting customers, Brian J. Stark and his leadership team at Johnson Controls have recently increased the rate of growth of revenues and profits in its controls division, a leader in supplying buildings with heating, ventilating,